The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
Welcome to the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast for season 2023. We've had a few false starts, Kingy, but finally we've had a little bit of barrier work and finally gone into the gates, and we are about to explode for season 2023.
If only they'd put the tongue tie on you, Benny.
Well, you need more than a tongue tie, Kingy. Bubble cheekers, Norton bit.
Can you explain?
Oh, the bubble cheekers are just a, you know, it's just a something that helps you. There's all sorts of things.
What's a Norton bit?
Oh, it's just a certain sort of bit that, you know, helps sort of control your animal.
Right.
Which is, you know where I'm coming from.
There's been times that I reckon I've needed a Norton bit in the K-Rock commentary box over the past few years.
I reckon you're dead right there. There's some Norton bit. And
how excited are you, Benny?
Well, do you know what, Kingy? I don't know how many people out there are the same, but I'm still basking in the afterglow of last year. So I'm sort of thinking, I don't really want this season to start.
You're enjoying Geelong being reigning premier.
Yeah, and not having to have people question, can you go back to back? Oh, he's no good over here. What's happening here? They're jumped up, blah, blah, blah. I'm still just in the afterglow, Kingy. I haven't been in the afterglow like that since
2011.
I'm not sure we'll be able to say it on air. Since I went to a party once. And
since 2011, Ben.
So, look, I am looking forward to it starting, but this, part of me still is quite
content,
shocked that the Cats were the one in the manner which they did. I mean,
you never got that tattoo, did you?
No.
No. Well, that's not probably going
to
happen.
No, I went to the doctor and the doctor's orders. It's a little bit like Caddyshack, doctor's orders. So he said to me that I couldn't get any sort of scalpel onto my dudder for fear of something happening. But look, I'm thinking that I might, Kingy, as this season unfolds, I'm thinking that I will.
You'll go and get it done?
Yeah.
All right. And we'll actually be there and record it as you scream.
You're only young once, Kingy. Do you know that? And you do stupid things when you were young.
You've done a lot of them too.
We are looking forward to it, Kingy. And the
bits happened between Geelong winning the flag.
Wow. Well, I don't think we talk about teams. You know, very difficult to go back to back. And we saw last year Melbourne were, I think they were 10-0.
Yep.
And then went out in straight sets. It is difficult to do. Even Geelong, the great side of Geelong, in 2008, couldn't get it done. I mean, Hawthorn managed to do it, but few sides have. What I will say is, Kingy, that I don't think any side in the history of the AFL, and I know that the goalposts have changed in terms of free agency and all those sorts of things, but no side in the AFL has ever won the flag and then picked up three first-round draft picks plus a top 10 pick.
Yep.
And you're talking about kids who have got Henry and Bruin, who got 2 years of tread on the tyres.
Yep.
And you've got Jack Bowes, who I don't know whether he got injured or what, but in that practice game, he looked every bit a first-round draft.
He copped a bit of a knock, but he's fine.
So he's got 80 games, I think, under his belt, mid-80s. Came off an injury-interrupted year last year. He had a bad injury the year before, so last year was his first year back. Geelong have been able to get these blokes in. Side's ever been able to do that off the back of a flag.
And you throw in 2020 in the way it was too. Jack Bowes hasn't really had a good run at it for several years.
I think he can be a really good, from the small sample size I saw, and admittedly it was against Hawthorn, who are probably going to be bottom two, he looked quality. He looked class above a lot of players on the ground. So does he get a game?
Yeah, I think he does.
So do I.
Yep. But gee, there's some blokes who are going to be going, gee, I'm a bit stiff. A couple of injuries help. Duncan won't be there, you wouldn't have thought, with these issues that he's had. Obviously, they sent him to Adelaide last week, so take him out of the mix. Will they be conservative with Hawkins is the question, Benny. Do they play him?
No, I wouldn't have thought they play him. No. Surely they're not playing
him. You know, he hasn't missed a game since he was suspended for the 2019 prelim.
Yeah, he's been one of the most durable players in the history of Geelong, especially for his dimensions and the position that he plays. We've just got Eagle Farm going here at the moment, King.
Right.
But
I did catch. I was wondering what was going on, but I have picked that up. What have you got going at Eagle Farm, Benny? This is really good for people who will listen to this. We're recording this live, obviously. There's a race at Eagle Farm, and Benny's obviously got some sort of interest in it.
A little multi,
yeah. Right.
So I wouldn't have thought they risk Hawkins.
No, there'll be no Jack Henry.
No, he's out. That's obviously a concern for him. An injury too that's pretty delicate. You can't do much on it.
No.
So he's out, obviously, for an extended period. I think best case scenario for him is getting back three quarters of the way through the year. And having, because he's going to need some time to find his feet, A, fitness-wise, and then B, probably a few games in the VFL as well. So tack them on. Let's hope they're in a position where they don't need to rush him. No. They can actually give him that time.
Hence, what, similar to last year, although he did come back a little bit earlier last year.
Yeah, he did.
The other one is Asava will go back. And that probably has opened the door. Henry being injured has probably opened the door for Radicalea.
Definitely playing.
Oh, I would be shocked if he didn't.
Yeah, I think he can be the deconing of... Not as good, but I think he can be the deconing of last year.
Mm.
I've said a lot of times I thought his best position would be back.
Yep.
And he showed that. I thought he was really good in the practice game, and I thought he was good. That's the practice game against Hawthorn.
And
I thought
he was against Brisbane.
Yeah, I thought he was too. He had a few goals kicked on him, but the ball was whizzing down there at me miles an hour at times. So I really like him like that. He's only on a 1 year deal though, isn't he?
Radicalea. Yeah. It's his last year of the year. Yeah.
I think he's playing to get himself a decent contract somewhere else.
Or he's staying at Geelong.
Well, potentially. I just don't know how he fits into the salary cap. If he has a really good year this year, somebody would be silly not to offer him money that Geelong couldn't match.
Yep. And he would have to be traded.
Yes. So that's the upside for the Cats. Yep. Anyway, I really like him, and I think he can work well. The other thing too, Kingy, will allow, this would be a real curveball for round one. I don't think Geelong would go with it in the opening round, but we saw in the practice game DeConing go forward a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a
problem. No, I don't, but I think it's something that they can use at points throughout the year if they're struggling, because he actually looked quite good going forward, DeConing. He's got such good mitts. He's 203. I'm not suggesting they use it on Friday night, but I think it's something that they can use.
A bit like Henry going forward.
At times, to give them something different if they're struggling or they feel like they need something different for a quarter or a half or whatever it is in a game. I reckon that's something up their sleeve. And they've got Radicalea, who then can hold down key position if the opposition doesn't have multiple key forwards and allowed Blitzarves then to continue to play up the ground.
So Collingwood's forward line will look a little bit different from what we saw late last year with the addition of McStay.
Yes.
So that makes them a little bit taller than what they were, but it's still going to be a similar mix of Maynard, Hoskin, Elliott, straight to Elliott.
Yes.
You would think on Friday night.
I would have thought.
It's going to be a cracking game.
Duncan out.
Friday night. Yeah, Duncan's out. Yeah.
Out for how long?
He won't play this. I think he would have to get a run in the VFL under his belt.
And Menegola are out for...
Menegola's out for a little while.
And what about... The one that's interesting is Jake Olajazny.
That's another concussion. And
which
of course
is
we know,
massive concern.
We know with the issues that Cade, his brother, has had it actually ended his career.
So what are they saying about Jake? Have they ruled a line through him for Friday night?
Yes.
Or
yeah,
he's out?
Yeah, he's out Friday night. Even though he would be within the 12 days.
Which suggests to you
or
he's
outside
not...
the 12 days, yeah.
Let's just hope it's not one of those that in 4 weeks' time he's still not playing.
No. Yeah, similar to Sam
Simpson. Has he been training?
Similar to Sam Simpson.
Do you know?
I haven't been at training. He was there on... he trained on Monday, but I don't know how involved
he was
in the training. So
this would be my team, Kingy.
Yep.
For round one.
Oh, sorry, so Tuesday he trained.
I'm taking Duncan, Hawkins, Menegola, Henry and Colajasny out.
Yep.
Buse, DeConing, Stewart.
Yep.
Tui, Radicalea, Zach Guthrie.
Yep.
Holmes, Atkins, Blitzarves.
Yeah.
Stengel, Cameron, Close.
Well, Cameron's an interesting one because if his wife goes into labour...
They're in trouble, the Cats.
People will be changing their tips left, right and centre.
Oh, changing their what? Hopefully, let's just hopefully... For the Cat's sake, for the family's sake, it doesn't matter when it is, but let's just hope for the Cats and the fans' sake.
Not
it's not between
8
and 11 on 7-11. Why are there locks on those when they're open 24/7? But so half forward line of Stengel, Cameron, and Close.
Yep.
Full forward line of Rowan, Henry.
Oh, Henry.
And Myers.
Yep.
Stanley, Dangerfield, Cam Guthrie.
Yep.
And I had on the interchange Bowes.
Yep.
Bruin.
Yep.
Parford.
Yep.
And Isaac Smith. The one I'm missing there that would you
who's
think...
Who's your sub?
O'Connor.
Yep.
That would be my team.
Yep.
Do you reckon I'm far away?
It's pretty... You're not far away.
Who am I missing? I was going to say that, and I was waiting for you to go, what about
No, I actually don't. Well, it's up, so Stanley and Segler both played.
I thought Segler didn't do enough.
Yep.
And I thought Stanley.
Stanley's the incumbent.
Yeah. What do you think that? I mean,
Isaac Smith on a Windsor Norm Smith.
Well, he's 400 years old. They actually carbon date him to work out how old he is, how many rings he's got on his barkus. To work out how old he is. So he just comes in and pinch hits.
Right.
He pinch hits.
Be careful saying that.
I mean, the old days of starting on the bench, they're on in about 3 minutes.
But they're not anymore. It's you because of the interchange cap with the rotations. They're not on. You know, it worked for the Cats last year, starting Selwood off the point.
Well, I think you've got a good mix there. Bowes is can play half back.
Yes.
He has done that at Gold Coast. Well, he can play on ball.
And he can play half forward.
Bruin's a midfielder.
Yep.
You've got Parfitt, who's probably a midfielder, could maybe play forward. And you've got Isaac Smith, who's a playmaker, anywhere sort of forward of centre. So, and then you've got O'Connor as well, who's probably a defender.
Yep.
So you've got every base covered bar a key position player, but you can't cover
everyone. Well, you've started Blitzavs on a wing.
Yeah.
So you've actually got a key position player running around as a wingman.
What do you know about the Pies, Kingy? In terms of any player of note not playing for the Magpies?
Not that I know off the top of my head. I haven't paid that much attention to the Collingwood lineup, to be honest.
They'll be hungry.
They will be.
What did you make of the the little sort of jabbing, you know, the little when you go to the weigh-in and there's two men standing there in the underpants and it usually sort of ends up in a little jab and a little between the Pies and Ollie Henry? They are going to seriously have a crack at Ollie Henry.
Oh, yeah, look, they'll be.
I fear that he may play poorly simply because he's still very young and they are going to come for him.
Yeah.
I've got absolutely no doubt.
And as much as it's a Geelong home game, Collingwood will outnumber in the crowd, as they always do. They will be baying for blood.
Goodness me, yeah, of course they will. This will be like when the Corinthians took on Paul.
Who won?
Well, I don't know who won, but the Corinthians got sick of Paul.
Sending letters.
Paul's letters, yeah. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. You know what they... I've told you many times, what do they send back?
Stop writing.
Stop sending me letters. Yeah. But the old Corinthians.
Collingwood are going to... Tom Mitchell into their midfield is an interesting addition.
Yeah, wins the ball a lot.
He's carved up the Cats a couple of times.
Yeah, he has. I've heard predictions of Collingwood finishing anywhere from out of the eight to top four on the back of what they did last year. I don't think they'll go away.
No, they're playing finals.
Darcy Moore's a good choice as skipper. They're going to be difficult to beat. Taylor Adams is fit. They've got some very good players and they've got some underrated players. Mm. Maynard, Crisp. They've got some real goers.
Maynard's going to look a little bit different this year.
He will, yes.
Wearing number four.
Yes,
he
will.
He's been very used to him in that 37.
So, it's going to be a really good test for the Cats. It'd be interesting to see. I know Geelong will absolutely rally around Henry. I reckon there might be a bit of argy-bargy in this game. That's my prediction.
Am I right in saying that Collingwood are actually likeable these days? Like, you know, McRae's made them likeable as a football club, and they've got some players that you like to watch. You like to watch Crisp and Maynard and Moore and
they've got some goers.
And Elliot.
Yeah, they're very watchable. Mm. And the brand of football they play is very watchable. Yeah. I just wonder how that evolves from last year, because last year their pressure was off the charts. Mm. And they were able to sustain it. I think each week we expected Collingwood to drop off, and it actually never happened.
Yep.
They were within a poofteenth, and a poofteenth is a technical measurement for not far of beating the Cats.
Yeah.
And I reckon that they would have been a chance of winning the premiership.
If Geelong had to have gone.
And then they were very unlucky.
In the prelim.
Yes.
Yep.
They were so close. And the Cats had to scrap and fight. And, I mean, even in the few documentaries we've seen in the last couple of weeks that have surfaced, the Cats won a lot of games last year with their game style. And that game was probably won more on just some individual stuff. Mm. That got them over the line. A combination of both, but Rowan's mark and goal,
yep.
Cameron, just some players doing a few things at the right time. Geelong looked a bit nervous in that game. And, I mean, that's the beauty of a good side. A good side finds a way to win when it's not all going their way. But Collingwood, it's a massive test. There'll be 90-odd thousand.
Yep.
And some of the matchups are absolutely mouthwatering. Mm. I mean, does Radaglia go to Mixed A?
Yes.
So who does De Koning play on then?
Probably goes to Majacek.
Yeah, well, see, that's where Colajasny and Henry not being there.
Could play. Could Stewart go to Majacek?
Possibly. Possibly. I mean, that's
Buse,
where...
The, who goes to... Buse goes to Elliott. Yeah. Who goes to Hoskin Elliott?
Well, I'd be Zach Guthrie. Mm.
One of the Dacosters will play... Josh will play forward, I would suspect.
Yeah, they've got options there. The Majacek option is the one that is not obvious because it's been Colajasny in the past. Mm. He's also played on De Goey a little bit when he's gone forward. And the Henry's the other one who could play on Majacek. Obviously, both not there for the Cats. So, De Koning, I mean, Majacek's more of your... Doesn't really play key positions sort of forward.
No, he's a...
He's 193, yep. Mid-size, a good mid-size forward who's difficult to match up on. I don't know that De Koning, that's his go. But McStay probably works further up the field. I don't know what sort of tank has De Koning got?
Probably haven't really seen
him. No, he's been a bit of a close-to-home defender.
Yeah, never been exposed.
Don't know whether how he'd go if he was asked to play. I mean, all these guys are pretty fit, but has he got a really good tank where he can actually go with someone up the field? Or, you know, is he more comfortable with that player who doesn't? What about Mason Cox?
Oh, yeah, I've actually got to throw him in. Yeah, forgot about him.
But is he definite for their team?
Oh, you'd be shocked if he's not there.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
So they'll play Cameron in the ruck.
Yeah.
That's going to look different with no Grundy running around.
Yes. Yeah. He could play Cameron, though.
Oh, he's a very good player.
A developing player.
Yeah, that'll be a good matchup, him and Stanley.
I was going to talk about Kingy. What do you think that the premiership will do? Like, it's not going to alter players like Stewart, Dangerfield, Isaac Smith, Cameron. It's not going to do anything to them other than reinforce that they're good players and they'll come on and play like they did last year. What will it do to play a player like Reece Stanley, who's been a confidence player, and when his confidence is down, he's been really poor. He's been the whipping boy at times. He played pretty well last year, played pretty well in the final. I mean, he wasn't a star, but he did what he needed to do. Now that he's a premiership player...
He was very good in the prelim.
He was.
He was outstanding in the prelim. He gave McInerney a working over in the prelim.
He did. And so what do you reckon that will do to a player like him?
I think it'll be invaluable for him, even though it comes at, what is he, age 31?
Could he go to a slightly another level?
I think so. I don't think he's... See, this time 12 months ago, we were talking about players who we didn't think could get better. And I reckon we thought Reece Stanley had probably reached his peak. And, you know... He might not have necessarily, and we thought, well, potentially Segler was there to challenge him for, you know, Geelong got Segler for a reason. They went and got him because they thought that he actually might be the better option than Reece Stanley. In the end, Segler gets hurt, Stanley has a really good season, and all of a sudden now we're talking about, well, you know, he's not the second coming of, you know, Gary Dempsey or something like that, but he's...
He's no Barry Round.
But rest in peace, by the way.
Yes.
But Reece Stanley showed that there is... still more to come from Reece Stanley when he's playing at his absolute best.
I just wonder whether it does help elevate. I'm not suggesting he's suddenly going to become, you know, the greatest ruckman we've ever seen, but I think it might just give him that shot in the arm that says, yeah, I am, you know, I am a genuine AFL ruckman. I'm not the best ruckman, but I've got a vital part to play in this team, and I'm good enough.
It's another contract year for him too.
Yeah, well, he's at that age where he'd probably be only one more, one-year deals. Zach Guthrie will go to another level. Have we got a...
I thought Zach Guthrie actually was pretty good against Brisbane when most around him
were. Yeah, he was good. He looks to have, I think the horse racing parlance is trained on.
Yeah, he spoke very well after the game too.
He did, yes. He watched the grand final replay for quite a few times.
But he hasn't done it with the K-Rock commentary.
No, he was
going to do that. You can, if you go and get the Blu-ray, the K-Rock commentary is, we have a bit of fun.
Yeah, it was an extraordinary day. Mm. I didn't drop anything that was remotely blue or kept it all upright, Kingy, for that game. I've got a joke, though.
No, no.
Well, Guthrie will continue to improve. I think Radaglia adds something that Geelong won't have had last year, clearly, because he wasn't playing down back. Might help out De Koning, might offer De Koning to play slightly different roles.
Max Holmes is one we're going
to
see.
Max Holmes is the one who'll continue to grow. I thought Grime Myers looked really good I know he was a whipping boy last year. He came good at the right time, and he missed all of last year's preseason.
Yes.
He looked sharp in that practice match when they got whipped. I thought Stengel, Zach Guthrie, Radigalia, they were probably their four best players in that game. So I think Myers has got something more to offer. I'm not suggesting these guys are suddenly going to go from, you know, Graham Myers is suddenly going to become the best small forward in the competition, but I think he can be a lot more consistent than last year. A lot of that is off the back of the fact that he missed the entire preseason. What do we expect from Stengel? He's going to cop a lot more heat this year.
Yep. If he was to repeat a 50-goal year, that's incredible. I think if you're expecting the same again, I think he snuck under the radar.
Yeah, he did.
For a lot of the season.
He won't be this year.
No, he's going.
Would you say 40?
Yeah, if you got two a game out, if you get 46 out of him home and away, well, that still gets him to nearly 50 if you play finals, I suppose. Yeah, let's set the bar at 40. If he kicks 40+, that's a good year again. And that gives him the best part of 100 goals in two seasons for the Cats.
What about Tommy Hawkins? What do we expect from Tommy Hawkins, and when do we expect to see him?
He won't be far away. If it's not round one.
I reckon this is one of the great test cases in footy. Tom Hawkins has been the most durable player on the Geelong's list for 1,000 years. He's been a great player. His last 8 years have been better than his first 8 years.
Correct.
He hasn't missed a game. He's had continuity in training. Suddenly he's had a pre-season where it's been greatly interrupted.
Yep.
He's come off an injury where he was probably off his feet for a while. So it'll be really interesting to see how his first half of the year unfolds, because you're not going to get any more experience than Tommy Hawkins.
No.
So it's been interesting to see how he handles coming off an injury, how quickly he can find form, whether it interrupts his year right throughout the year. And he's not quite the same player that he was last year. It'll be a really good test case, because he's an absolute star, Tom Hawkins. And this is the first time in his career where he's had to deal with, I would say, bar that back problem. But I think that surfaced in season rather than pre-season. This year he's missed a lot of the pre-season.
Can I just take you back to the team? There was actually, you asked me if there was anybody you'd missed. I reckon there's one that will play that might surprise you. I think Ollie Dempsey plays.
Right.
Yeah, I reckon
in place of?
Well, I think he either gets a spot on the bench.
Would it have to be in place of Rowan? He's playing small forward.
Rowan? Well, Rowan's not a small forward. Rowan's
no, but these are the players who he could possibly replace. Okay, these are the names he could replace. Holmes?
No.
No. Stengel?
No.
Close?
No.
Rowan?
Well, no.
Henry?
No.
Myers?
No.
Well, he's not getting a game.
Yeah, he's just one though. They're bullish about.
Yeah, I know, but I know there's one thing about being bullish, but it's another thing actually pulling the trigger on the bull. He didn't do enough for mine in that practice game.
Can he be the?
He's a second year player, isn't he?
Sub.
Well, he could. I just don't know if you've got Bowes, Bruin, Parfitt, and Smith. I mean, they're the ones I had on the bench. Mm. I don't know if you want another forward there. You probably need to have O'Connor who can do a bit of everything.
Yep.
I'm not sure you just have a bloke who can only play small forward as your sub, and he's very inexperienced. So I don't know. I couldn't see him getting a game. He might get, he clearly probably will get some opportunities this year. I'm not sure round one against the Magpies, 90,000 at the Mecca is the time to be pulling the trigger on Ollie Dempsey.
Tricky little start for the Cats. Collingwood into Carlton.
Yes, it is. It's a good. It's. I mean, look.
Players
would be relishing that, though. They'd be loving it.
Back on Broadway rather than being off it.
Oh, it's just great. A great indicator of where you're at. How's your pre-season gone? You're playing Toots. You're playing Collingwood, who have got a chip on their shoulder. You're playing Carlton, who have a real chip on their shoulder.
Yep.
And you'll get an idea of where you're at, where you need to. And the season isn't going to succeed or fail on the back of rounds one and two. Mm. Who have they got after that?
Gold Coast on the Gold Coast.
Well, that won't be easy.
Yeah, and then it's back to the MCG on Easter Monday for the Hawks.
Well, I should win there.
Well, yeah, we said that last year.
And then who, Kingy?
Then they've got the Eagles in Adelaide for Gather Round. And then the Swans round six down here.
Right. So what would you be suggesting? Would you say they'd, if you could go 4-2, they'd take that and move to round seven?
Correct.
3-3?
Yeah, it would be probably unders.
And then 2-4, they've probably got a few problems.
2-4, well, yeah. But remember, they were the team that were 5-4 after 9 rounds.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if they do start 2-4, things clearly aren't going to script, and there's issues here, there, or wherever it is. There's injuries, maybe, I don't know. But
see, Cameron, he's a chance to play. He could play this week and actually miss the following week, because it depends. The birth of his child is due between Friday night and Thursday. So first child potentially goes a little bit later. So they may hope that Cameron plays this week, and that means they don't have to play Hawkins, but then hope that Hawkins, with the extra 6 days, will be right to go.
Hawkins has only been in training for about 3 weeks, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Sort of full training.
Yep.
It's not long.
No.
Especially when you're 8,000 centimetres and 900 kilos.
But he's got all that residual conditioning.
He has. Still, it's a long time to be out.
16 pre-seasons before.
But we've seen a lot of the best players in the competition struggle off the back of...
Yeah. A bit different, though, I reckon, when you're playing key forward.
Possibly.
As opposed to being a midfielder or a running halfback or...
Possibly.
Creative half forward.
Possibly.
So, wait and see. What are you looking forward to this year, Benny?
What am I looking forward to this year? Just footy-wise or Geelong-wise?
A bit of both.
I'm looking forward to seeing how the Cats go about defending their crown. How their game plan evolves. I mean, they had seemingly had it down pat last year. I would have thought that given last year was the first year they had this play-on mentality, that just gets doubled down and they're not really going to do anything different this year. It's a matter of every club knows what they're going to do. You've got to try and stop it because a year on, you would hope that they would be more refined with it than they were last year. Now, I mean, the thing about it, Kingy, is I know people say it's play on at all costs and it's playing on at the right time. It's not just getting the ball and blindly turning and then running and kicking it to nobody. Doing that 100% of the time, because you get your pants pulled down. It's knowing when the situation arises. Like even the passage of play that sticks out for me in the qualifying final when Geelong...
The one that got to Rowan at the end?
No, I reckon it was when Cameron kicked the goal in the first quarter.
All right.
So Zach Guthrie outmarks, I forget who it was, Ginnivan? The Collingwood fans still think it was a push in the back. He just clearly outpointed him and marked. But he marked and then... He sees the moment to play on. So he recognised there was an opportunity to play on. He just didn't play on blind. He kicked it to the wing.
Yep.
There was a contest. So I think that's what Geelong is. It's not so much about always retaining possession with the pretty possession that hits the guy lace out.
Yep.
It's about backing your bloke up the ground to win some contest. And that's what they did. He did that. He outmarked him, ran 10, kicked it 50. Suddenly the ball went from being in the back pocket to the wing. Geelong win it, goes forward. Cameron kicks their first goal. So they were down 3-1.
Yes.
But it's knowing when to play on. It's having an awareness of the game, what's around you, what's forward of you. And at some point, you are just going to have to bang it long and hope that you win a contest down the ground.
But when you've got that much talent on the field as Geelong's going to have... You've
got to roll the dice, and that's where you've got the better player. You think you've got the better talent, and it's not going to work for you all the time because the opposition are getting paid as well. So at times you are going to get beaten in those one-on-one contests. But I'd just be interested to see how that game plan unfolds, how they
Will others play it?
Well,
those with the talent.
Yeah, those with the talent, I think, will look to do it.
The but Dogs,
you have, the thing is, you have to have all bases covered, Kingy. There is no point. I'm trying to think of a team. There's probably no point a team like, it's probably low-hanging fruit, but...
North Melbourne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Playing on at all costs and kicking it long to a forward line that doesn't have the power to actually win enough contests to win games.
Yeah, Adelaide.
Adelaide are probably another one. You'd think that Melbourne will want to do that.
The Giants.
Well, the Giants have probably got a lot of star power. I mean,
but not inside,
HMAS Himmelberg.
Yeah.
I mean, we got, what's his name, old mate from Melbourne? What's his name? The number one pick.
Oh, Cadman.
Who?
Cadman.
No. The former Melbourne player. His name escapes me. Plays at the GWS. Key forward. Jesse Hogan.
Oh.
So they've got Jesse Hogan. I mean, they've got some star power in that team. They're just not a team. I reckon they are the classic talent only takes you so far.
Yep.
If you're not connected, if you're not working hard enough, if there's not a bit of something underpinning that talent, if you've just got the talent alone, you get your pants pulled down at elite level sport, I reckon, in any sport. And I reckon the perfect test case in that, really interesting year for GWS this year. But I'm looking forward, so the Cats, how they evolve this year, how they, because I'm really looking forward to see how Ollie Henry plays. I think Ollie Henry can be a 50-goal mid-season, not this year. Not this year, but I think in give him another 40 games, another two seasons.
Which sees out Tom Hawkins.
Yep. Well, he's not a full forward, so he's not
going to... But there's only a certain amount of goals to go around.
Yes.
And if Hawkins is taking on average 50 to 60 of them.
And Ollie Henry will be the beneficiary of the fact that you've got to mind Cameron, you've got to mind Hawkins, you've got to mind Stengel, you've got to mind Close, and you've got to find someone for Rowan. And then you've got Ollie Henry, who's an athletic beast. He runs like a frightened farmer. And he's got an ability to cover at a lot of ground. He's a good mark. He will do things where you will put your hands in your head and think, wow, what was he thinking? What was going on there?
But Gary Rowan's done that.
Yeah. Henry makes some of those blunders where you think, oh, God. But he does some things that a lot can't, and he's got athleticism to burn.
There's, oh, God.
Yeah, and he will do those things. But you wait till he's got 70 games under his belt, and he's 23, 24. I think he's a 50-goal mid-sized forward in the AFL. He is an absolute gun. Bruin is a bit tougher than I thought he was. I'm not saying I thought he was.
Always had that. Through his junior years and at talent league level, there's a hardness.
There is. I didn't see that. I probably didn't watch closely enough, in fairness, but I thought he's been really good. I think he takes up more than the slack of Joel Selwood.
Yep.
Just purely playing-wise. I'm not talking about all the rest of it. But just I think he can take up that slack. Bose is one that I'm really interested to see. I think he's got some real talent, and Geelong have got him at the right time. Well, he's got over him, all his injuries.
They've got him on a four-year deal.
What is he, 24?
Yep.
I think that's great. And the other one I'm interested to see unfold this year, and I don't think he'll play much, but is the young kid they got with the first pick, Clark.
John Clark.
Yeah. So my word is there that they've had to back off him a little bit.
He's got some knee tendonitis.
Yeah, I think he's probably come in and tried to do too much, and they've just tried to pull him back a little bit, say, you know, woo down, hang on, we'll just... You got a lot of footy ahead of you, let's not...
Yeah, they won't rush him
in the first few months. But I'm really interested to see how he develops. But there's a lot of storylines. I don't think there's been a side coming off a flag where there's been sort of hype around it. You know, there's a lot of hype around Geelong, especially from Geelong fans, about these new players that they've got. You don't often see that after you've won the premiership. No, it's usually when you've been shit and then you get four new blokes in and you're really happy to see them elevate your team.
Yeah.
We've got three new blokes in who...
will compliment.
Well, hopefully, yeah. And I think all of them come in and fit perfectly because there's roles for all of them. The one being that's probably the odd one out once Hawkins comes back in is Henry.
Yep.
Can you play all those forwards? But I think he's good enough to keep himself in the team.
Yep. So we're 6 o'clock Friday night. Yes. Sean Griggs going to join us pre-game.
Oh, yeah. He's K-Rock's own, isn't
K-Rock's
he?
K-Rock's
own. Is he invoicing yet?
Oh, he will be soon. Nealty's back with us this year.
I've got another joke.
No, Mickey Barlow, we're running out of time. Mickey Barlow is going to join us during the year.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Higgins is going to join us during the year.
The great number four.
Yeah, he's going to play Thursday night for us.
Yeah.
Jace Doherty down boundary side. So we get a bit of fun. And the good thing is you don't have to go to afl.com.au or the AFL app anymore to listen. You go to krockfootball.live.
How good's that?
Yep.
Have we been in contact with Neil Armstrong?
Yeah.
Or Buzz Aldrin.
Benny.
I got one more joke.
No. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.